In Clarksville, Tennessee, I'm with a friend of mine from a long time ago from Indianapolis. So tell me your name.
Matthew Clark.
And so what brought you here to Clarksville, Tennessee?
I've been stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky for, the second time around, I'm in the Army.
And I know that you're fired up for the Lord before you were stationed here, but so what do you do currently now for the kingdom?
Right. Well, I think the biggest thing that is important to me or passionate to me is I talk to a lot of people that are Christians, and although they became a Christian, they love God, they don't know what it means to really live like Jesus or follow Jesus and what that looks like. So I spend most of my time trying to talk to these people and figure out the soldiers in the unit, the people next to me, hey, let's read the Bible together. Let's figure out, who is Jesus? What does he want us to live? How does he want us to do this? And how does he want us to expand the kingdom and accomplish the Great Commission?
During our conversation, you mentioned something about complacency. Tell us about the first 3 months and the last 3 months and why people are intense in the battlefield like that.
Yeah, we were talking about on deployments. One of the things that they always tell us when we're deployed is that the first couple months and the last 3 months are always the worst for a unit as far as casualties go, because when they first show up, they don't know what's going on. They're trying to figure it out. And then the last 3 months, they've been there for a while, and they're tired, and they want to go home. And so the complacency, the phrase they tell us all the time is complacency kills. So we always need to be on our guard and watch out and to actively fight becoming apathetic in our duties.
And so... don't want to put you on the spot here, but we were talking about the apathy also, and you know, it's not a judgment, but the reality is that there's apathy and complacency happening in the Christian world. So how do you match that with in the military?
Right. I think a lot of times people just get tired of the same grind, because they're trying to do ministry, they're trying to serve God, they're trying to do things, and they might not see a lot of result, or they might just get tired of everything that they're doing. But we have to constantly remind ourselves, like, what are we doing? Who are we working for, and what are we trying to accomplish? And constantly think of the people instead of the people that we're trying to help, the people that we're trying to lead to Christ, instead of our circumstances and how we feel about things.
And you mentioned also something about being out, you know, outside in the battlefield, that, you know, because people are, you know, the soldiers, if you would, are thinking about the mortality, and they give urgency on that. How can you apply that in a Christian world?
Right. One of the great things I love about deployments is being overseas, you're with the soldiers 24/7. They have no distractions in their life. They have nothing that they can get away from. So you get a lot of time with the people. And because of the nature of being in combat, they're thinking about their life, their mortality in their life and what happens with them. And I think that's kind of the model of Jesus raising the disciples, is he was spent a lot of time with the disciples. And so one of the things that we try to do is spend as much time as we can with these soldiers to constantly share our life with them, not just talk to them about a lot of things that they should and shouldn't be doing, but to share our life with them and to live our relationship with God among them, and use that as the platform to show them Christ and what they should be doing.
We only got about 30 seconds here. So what is your encouragement for Christians?
I think the biggest focus that we can take is to not just focus on our circumstances and how we feel and what we think and feel from day to day, but focus on what is God doing in our community, what is God doing with the people around us, and we are a part of that, not we are the focus of it, but we're the facilitators of it.
God bless you, Matthew.
Thank you.